Jesse? Thank you. Okay, it's offering time. Amen? We're going to do it now in case this goes on too long and people start leaving. Now, let's everybody stand up. We like to make this a part of the worship service. It's important that we realize that our giving is a form of worship and praise and honor to God. I say this, and I'll keep saying it. The Bible says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And we can act emotional during worship, but you really show your attitude towards God and your giving, both of your money and of yourself, of your life. So this is an opportunity to prove to God how much he really means to you. And that's not necessarily in the amount that you give, but just in your obedience to what he tells you to do, tithing as well as offering. So I hope that you've already prepared in your heart what God wants you to give. I wouldn't tell you what to give, and I'm not saying anything to alter that. You should be ready before you even come, knowing what God's expecting, so that you're not emotionally changed by what I say, but you're in obedience to God. Sometimes there's a lot of manipulation in offerings. I want it to be clear, you hear God, okay? I don't want to talk you into anything. But I hope that you've prayerfully considered this, because it's important. This ministry will make it and survive if we all obey God. If God tells one to give $5 and another $100, both in obedience will make this thing work. Amen? Is that good? Rex has the offering envelopes. Can you raise your hand, Brother Rex? If you're giving by cash, make good use of these. These are how we keep up with your contributions. I usually, most dollar bills and $5 bills look alike. It's hard for me to tell who gave what. So if you will write your name on these, put the date on them and the amount. Sometimes people write their name. Sometimes people don't fill it out and they put money in it. Write your name and the amount. That way it's clear and it gets entered in the computer, all right? So if you need one, just raise your hand and Brother Rex will give you one. Anybody? All right. Well, amen. If you got your seed, just lift it up. If you don't have seed, lift your hand up. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you right now for this opportunity to give to you and to bless you, Father, and our obedience with our giving, Father. We know that every seed that we plant will return to us and will bless us and will extend the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord, that as an act of obedience, that as we do this in faith, Lord, that your kingdom is being extended around the world, Father. And we thank you, and we are excited to be partakers of this ministry, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's bring the offering. Do you want to help direct this, Brother Rex, Brother Dean? Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's get our Bibles out this morning. We just might end up having a Holy Ghost this morning because our spirit's already moving. As I was studying this morning and considering some things, you ever just gone through a whole thesis and study something and it looks so nice and you get it all together and it's all wrapped up and it's all packaged and say, hey, that's nice, but that's really not the premise of that scripture. You ever done that? We're on a authority teaching right now. We started on Friday night with the office of the apostle, different characteristics of the apostolic office where we studied. That was pretty good teaching. And this morning we're going to pick that up again. And I was using a book, another book, which was premised on contemporary, probably, theology. And after reading it, the stuff was really good. And I'm going to give you the stuff that was really good, but the base could be a little bit better. Let's go to Romans chapter 13, verse 1. The Bible says, "Let every soul be subject unto higher powers." And if I were going to teach you the premise of the book that I read, you'd get a nice message, a good biblical message that you'd be able to apply to your life and have things work well for you. But the writer of the book that we were studying tells us that there are three higher powers. And we'll be talking about three higher powers. But he premised his thesis, amen, one of our charismatic, but premised his thesis on Romans chapter 13, verse 1. And so easily we want to scoot off the real issue today of authority. And this was his explanation of how the scripture works. What I find out in biblical, when I find out that we can use this and have it and apply it to our life and win, amen. But there are higher powers, amen. I'm going to talk to you about three powers that are absolutely necessary to your life, amen. But after studying deeper, we can say that these are not, amen, the higher powers in Romans chapter. Let's go there. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Everybody say the word authority one more time. Authority. Say it one more time. Authority. Praise God. It says, "Let every soul be subject unto higher powers. For there is no power but of God, and the powers that are ordained of God. Whosoever," everybody say whosoever. My, 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 my. People don't like to hear this teaching today. We want to get so far away from it. We want to get so new. But if it's the word of God, amen, it's right. Amen, and it's righteous, and it will bring good to all, and it will accomplish God's purposes. Amen. There are certain things that are tight, but they're definitely right. Nobody likes to hear the teaching of self-sacrifice, but we have to teach it anyhow, right? Nobody wants to hear that you have to die to self, amen, to be alive in Christ. Everybody like that? How many of you love just giving 10? You just can't wait to give 10% of your income away to the church. You know, when you heard that, you were just jumping up inside. Well, when you first heard it, that didn't sound too good, didn't it? But you had to train your inward person to say, hey, this is a God thing. It might pinch a little bit at the beginning, but in the case of the whole scope, it's going to work for my good. The world might not understand it, but God ordained it, amen? And if God is the God that he says he is, amen, God is a what kind of God? A good God. So everything that God establishes is for our what? Amen. Authority is of God. It says, "Let the powers that are ordained of God, whosoever therefore resisteth the power," and that power that they're talking about here is established godly authority in any area of your life. What we're saying, right, one of the premises of this thing that we were talking about is the self-governing authorities in our own life, the authority of, write this down, three authorities that you need to have. And I thought this was an excellent teaching, but the Holy Ghost did not permit me to say that this is the higher power. Amen. The premise of teaching today and the means of authority is this. Listen, there are three authorities, and these authorities are very important. One, the supreme authority of God. That is a higher authority, isn't it? That passes, doesn't it? God is the authority above all. Second, the authority of the Word of God. The authority of the Word of God. The Word of God must have authority in your life. It's got to be the final say in all things. Amen? Authority. Say it again. You're not going to be able to obey the word of God unless you believe there is a God. Amen? Amen? The third authority that is so important in the believer's life that's struggling in areas of authority and in areas of rebellion would be consciousness. Their conscience. Anybody say, God, the word of God, and your conscience. These are the three authorities that we were going to speak this morning, and before you don't really hit hard by the Holy Ghost, you know, we would have said that this is, those three things are the higher powers, amen, that God is talking about. Definitely the Holy Ghost, you know, and God is a higher power, but we could not premise, somebody say amen, thank God that we, that there is integrity in the Word of God. You just can't pass anything by. You know, so we went and read through the thing, read through it twice, read through it four times, read through it five times. Then I ran into a problem after writing the whole thing out. All right, listen here. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers, everybody say rulers, are not a terror to good works. That's the problem that I had with the premise that these things are just, didn't have to do with individuals. We have a difficult time. It's okay trusting ourselves and trusting God's leadership when nobody else is involved. But when God starts to use other people in our lives, that gets scary. Everybody say amen. Those of you that are in this thing for a game, it doesn't matter to you. But those that are really serious about what God wants, that's a very scary thing. Everybody say the word relationship. Relationships and godly relationships are spooky, especially when they start saying that some of those relationships just might have some kind of authority on your life. We like to live this way. Everybody's free. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want, and however you want. But that's true to a certain extent. But God set up some things in the believer's life. Amen. There are still some supernatural gifts, and God is still on the earth today through the form of the local church, amen, and through the form of the believer. And in that local church and in that structure, there is safety, amen. But you've got to grow up in order to pull from that anointing of safety. Jesus came and he found those shepherds among the sheep. Yeah, they need to be shepherds, there need to be leadership. I tell you what, people that don't have a vision, they perish. My people perish for a lack of knowledge, and also they perish without any form of vision. There's nothing more dangerous than anyone than children without parents. Geographic areas without fathers in the faith. Amen. I'm not just talking about religious people with a little certificate hanging on the wall. I'm talking with someone with that's ordained of God with an anointing to follow up that ordination. Do you hear what I'm saying? We have to learn and we have to realize that this is a Holy Ghost thing, that this is a spiritual thing. So we must say that these orders, that these authorities that he's talking about, and these powers that he's talking about, it says rulers. Everybody say rulers. That's a really scary thing. So these are individuals. Amen. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil works. So we say, wow. Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister. Everybody say minister. Of God to thee for good. So basically, this scripture in Romans chapter 13, chapter 1, is talking about the fivefold offices. How many of you have ever heard anything about the fivefold offices? You don't hear too much about prophets, apostles, evangelists, teachers, and pastors. That's the gift of God today to the body of Christ that needs to manifest for us to be all that God wants us to be. So we all come into the unity of the faith. God's not going to do a new thing until he does what he says he's going to do. Amen. If it's not in the word, he's just not doing it. Amen. There's no revelation beyond scripture. And this is the structure that he left us with until we come into the unity of faith. And I don't think we're completely in the unity of the faith as yet. Do you? For he beareth the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, an avenger to execute wrath upon them that doeth evil. Everybody say wrath. Say it again. Wrath. Say it one more time. Wrath. You are out of scripture and you're out of context if you believe that there is no wrath in New Testament time. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I was talking to a brother of mine last night, said there was a great man that we studied about, and there was another prophet of God that had discerned some things and said, hey, look, this is going on. If you don't get this thing right, I tell you what, you won't be here too much longer. Amen. Do you? I believe the brother's in heaven. Amen. But we will suffer consequences today. There's so much mixture out there. Mixture everywhere you turn around. You know, there is wrath today. We have to live righteously, and we have to live in order, and we have to live with some type of godly government over our life. Somebody say amen. And we wonder why the anointing of God and the power of God is at an all-time low. Brother Hagin said that faith, since he's been teaching faith and doing certain things, he said that faith is at an all-time low over the body of Christ. That's scary. Why? We're not giving God anything to work with. God gave his spirit to what? The believer. But when did he invest his spirit into the believer? And what is that spirit to do? God gave gifts unto men. Amen. But he gave those gifts unto the church. That means that the anointing that's in my life, guess what? It's not mine. Even though it's given to me, it's yours. It belongs to the body. And there's a structure to this thing. And we've got to learn and we've got to realize, amen, that God has an order, that we are one. Amen, that we are one. Amen, that no man is an island unto themselves. You can't run rampant in your own understanding. I know it all. I've got it all together. We are part of one another. And this is a spiritual thing that God is giving us. Nobody wants to come to church and hear teachings on authority. Does it have anything to do? I tell you what, this authority teaching didn't have anything to do based on the happenings of current events. This anointing started way before any current event happened in our body. Amen. We found our body, you know, just recently. It was actually two Sundays ago or whatever it was, just in our in the office, and we were talking, and we said, man, we want to do this thing right. We want to do this thing God way. What's going on? And we said, you know what? We've been so busy in what we got on that we forgot where our brothers in Christ are. We forgot where our other charismatic and spirit-filled brothers in Christ were. And we said, we need to correct that. We need to get it right. We said, we need to get this thing right because we're not an island unto ourselves. We have to flow together. Amen. And the anointing of God must have been on it, because the next day, brothers that we hadn't heard from in 2 and 3 years, they were preachers and evangelists and apostles, amen, and prophets through this house all week long without any phone calls whatsoever. One brother we hadn't spoken to in about 2.5 years. You know, we had a lunch appointment. We both got busy. We missed this lunch appointment, you know, and we just messed this thing up, and it had been something that we had no communication to. So I was with the other brothers out at lunch, and I said, you know what, that's one of the brothers I need to get with, because we missed it. Another brother was going out with the next brother the next day and got in his car and started to shake a little bit because he looks on his dashboard. My name was on the brother's dashboard. Contact Pastor Rod on the dashboard, and he just said that was the impression of God. So I want you to know, this is just not something that's affecting our little body and the little situations that we're dealing with. This is a God thing. God is putting his people together to do a greater thing and a grander thing, and we've got to learn to flow together. Amen? And we can't just, you know, we can read 1,001 books as we did this morning and as we did last week. We can get out there. There are good things in it, but we got to base everything on Scripture and find out what God wants, not what the people want to hear, not what's convenient. Not even what will work. There's so many people doing things that will work and will give us temporary fruit. Amen? We'll throw out this and we'll throw out that. We're pleading with our brothers. Don't throw out the move of the Holy Ghost in your local church. Keep it there. Keep tongues there. Make sure every believer is baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen? It means something. This teaching that we're having this morning is a rough teaching. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's one, they say, if you teach this in your house, it won't work. I don't care. It's not my ability to make it work. Guess, you know what? That's not my job to make it work. I've learned, you know, one of the things I've learned this last year, whatever it is, it's not my responsibility to make it work. It's God's responsibility. It's my responsibility to obey. He can tell me what to do, and he can put all the pieces together. He says, add your 1 to 2, amen, and that will equal 3. Amen. I don't have to worry about the plus sign. I don't have to worry about the 2. I don't have to worry about how it comes together. All I got to worry about is me doing what I'm supposed to do when I'm supposed to do it and let God work it out. If he gives me a message to preach that ticks everybody off and ain't nobody sitting up here but me and Jesse, amen, and everybody saying, Jesse, you're so sick and stupid for hanging with him. Amen. I'll still stand the test of time. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is something that the body of Christ needs to have. We heard several months, you know, almost a couple years ago, the Lord was speaking something in my heart. That's why I'm somewhat different on the inside. I was talking to my brother Paul that it's a stirring thing. It's a deep thing, and I'm having to work through this thing. God said, restore reverence again to the body of Christ. Isn't that humbling? Isn't that humbling? Me and my little tacky self. That just scared me. I just said, you didn't fail that time. You know. I like to do what I'm one of those people. I like to do what I want to do when I want to do it. How, you know, you wouldn't look at me and think that's one of the reverent ones. I'm not Mr. Pious. I'm going to laugh. You know, I'll bust out laughing in funerals, bust out laughing. That was a scary thing about getting ordained. I was afraid I'd bust out laughing in the wrong place. But this is, I believe, this anointing and this grace. We are figuring it, some of this stuff out as we go. And we've learned that we can receive a hard teaching and just leave it in our heart and let it sit for a while and see what God does with it later on. Believe me, we're not doing this to build a house. Amen. Popcorn machines can build a house temporarily. Amen. Balloons and children's church and big wheels. Amen. Those things can build temporary works. Amen. But I believe what God is doing here is he's doing something that's going to help the entire body of Christ in the long run. Somebody say authority. He is the minister of God. Amen. Sent to revenge. Wherefore ye must need. Everybody say you have to be. It's a must. It said be subject. And we're going to be talking about what does that word be, being subject. And one of the good things are figured out. Amen. Guess what? What the preacher is responsible for, that's what you have to be subject to. If I'm not responsible for you to pay the bills in your house, I'm not responsible for your house. Everybody has a part of their life that it's their business. Amen? And we had to figure some things out in reference to, we're figuring out authority goes with responsibility. And where there is no responsibility, if you're not responsible for it, you don't have any authority in it whatsoever. You know the big thing is? Everybody say this real quick. Look at somebody and say, this will help a lot of people out in areas of authority and abuse. Mind your business. Just tell somebody that real quick. This is where when people get into, anybody ever been in places where there have been abuse of authority and all this other stuff and control, prophetic control, amen, pastoral control. People are acting like puppets, amen. Can't go to the grocery store unless they call the pastor, amen. Amen. People got into strong controls, you know. They got to have a word of God. Do I date this one? Do I date that one? You know, I don't, you know. I'm not paying for your wedding. Don't ask me. I can give you some godly advice, amen, but you got to check your own heart and check the word of God and find those things out for yourself. There is no authority where there is no responsibility. But when an individual has authority or responsibility in that area, there is great authority. And we're finding that where there is strong authority, there will be strong anointing. Amen. Jesus went into a certain place and said, who gave you this power? Who gave you authority to teach these certain things? And said, for with great authority, he commands the devils to come out. Why? He had a responsibility. He was responding to his responsibility. Therefore, the demons were subject unto what he said. But I believe if preachers, amen, would just get out of everybody else's business and get into God's business. Amen. And do what God said to do, it'll flow from the top down. Do you hear what I'm saying? This thing that God created, this thing that God does, it's a lot more spiritual than you can think of. Amen? We don't need micromanagement and all this mess that we get from the world to tell us how to work the body of Christ. We bring all these worldly things in, people management. You know, this is how this has happened. This is how this goes together. This is a God thing. God knows how to handle his stuff. It's a natural spiritual thing. Amen? Humble yourself and do what God says and watch it happen. My. Praise God, I'm trying to get there. Amen. Not only to, listen, for this cause pay you tribute also that they are God's minister, tending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear is due, and honor to whom honor is due. Everybody say fear, honor, and tribute. These are biblical things, biblical New Testament things. Biblical New Testament things. Amen. Biblical New Testament things. I am on a tangent. And I'll be on the tangent until God gets me off of it. Amen? Amen? But I believe when we start to honor God, amen, if the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We're trying to draw every man unto God without lifting up Jesus. And what is Jesus today in the earth? Jesus today in the earth, he said, who is the body of Christ? Jesus is the body of Christ in the earth today. That's how God's going to move. And if we would just lift up Jesus, not what we think he should look like, not what we think he should be, amen, but if we would just lift up what he said. Lift up the fivefold office. Lift up spiritual gifts. Amen. Lift up biblical discipline and all these things. If we would lift up what God said to lift up and take those things as important, I believe all men, amen, will start to come to Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody say the word subject. Amen. Powers, magistrate, ordained of God. That word ordained, basically, when you break that down, it means to arrange in an orderly manner. Everybody say that again. Arrange in an orderly manner. The Bible says God is not a God of what? Confusion. And there's a revelation about today. Well, I don't believe it's a revelation. I don't know what it is. But there's no revelation outside of Scripture. There's no revelation outside of the Word of God. God will never contradict his Word to accomplish any purpose. But there's a revelation today, and I heard one preacher preach it, you know, but it just checked in my spirit. Why? Authority of the Word of God. It can't super exceed the authority of the Word of God. I don't care what I preach, but if my preaching exceeds super exceeds the authority of what the Scripture says, guess what? It doesn't match. But there's several premises going on right now. Everybody's so eager to see God moves. I don't know what the motivations are. I'm not a judge of motives. I don't care to be. Amen. But I'm a judge of the Word of God. That God's going to do something so new. Amen. And you won't be able to figure it out. It'll be a bloss. It'll just pop up everywhere. And you won't be able to figure it out. God is not a God of confusion. So what we're saying biblically, what we're basically saying in Scripture, amen, that God's going to throw out disciplined order and disciplined structure and what he said he would do and what he left us with to do something we'd have to figure out later. So say, ordain. Structure. No matter how wild we can be, no matter how free we want to be, no matter what it is, structure and authority and discipline, they are ordained and set in motion by God himself. Somebody say, amen. For our good. I think we covered some hefty things this morning. How about you? Amen. Amen. Now we can get on to the other things. We've laid the foundation for where we want to go in the future. Amen. But somebody say amen. Now, there are several authorities that we want you to consider in your own personal studies. Listen, the authority of the Word of God. John chapter 8, verse 32. Ooh, my Lord, when God gets finished building his foundation, when God finishes laying his foundation for what he wants to do in this next wave, oh, my Lord, when he teaches us and gets us ready, what he's not just fixing stuff. God is laying a proper foundation so he can move in a heavier and greater dimension, amen, in a stronger way, amen, not like he's moved before where we've short-circuited the power and the anointing and the grace of God. God's getting his people ready to pour out a heavier dose of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says this, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It says this, nothing contrary to Scripture can be considered truth. Say, truth has authority. Praise the Lord. Truth will always outlive a lie. Now listen, Scripture is the final authority. Nothing in addition to Scripture can be binding. Write that down. Scripture has final authority. Listen, nothing, amen, in addition to Scripture, written Scripture, can be binding. There are several things that we'll catch prophetically. Several things that we'll nail. Several revelations will come out, amen, to bless the people momentarily. when is it fit to have a Holy Ghost fit? When somebody's blessed, everybody just get up and shout. Amen. There are certain little traditions that will happen in order to bless the people, that the people can take at liberty, to rule their own liberty. But those things cannot be binding. If it's not in Scripture, it's not binding. Somebody say amen again. It is a responsibility of every believer to search the Scriptures and to learn truth. Let's go here. Somebody find for me Galatians chapter 1 verse 9. Galatians chapter 1 verse 9. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When you get it, say, I got it. Why don't you read it out real loud for me? Almost scream it like a preacher. Isn't that something? Preach it again. Say it again. Read it again.
As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
How many of you, everybody read that word accursed four times real loud. Read it real loud.
Accursed, 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 accursed.
I want you to read the little, which book of the Bible are you in? Galatians. Okay, which book of the Bible are we in again?
Galatians.
Okay, now go to the front of that book. Of all those, is this the New Testament? Is this the New Testament? Have we learned anything this morning? Have we learned anything this morning? Amen. There's been several lies of the devil. These things don't happen today. There's just, and people just running around like we're chickens with their heads cut off. And wonder that nothing's going to happen in certain things. There are some rules and regulations that we have to go by. If we violate the Scripture and violate the Word as spiritual authorities, guess what happens? We come under a curse. Who backs up the curse? Who has the power to back up this curse? The one that set the thing out there? Have you ever seen people that teach false doctrines? You get out there, teach false doctrines. Let them hide. You know what? Somebody said, look at all the people that are leading astray, but it's the responsibility of every believer to check to see whether those things are true.
Amen.
When you catch people to get off and miss doctrine, all this other stuff, I don't feel some, you know, they need to deal with the person teaching much truth, but that individual and that believer has a responsibility to search the Word to find out whether these things be true or not.
Amen.
Just don't listen to anything and take it at face value. I got it. Woo-hoo! I expect it happen. You better go home and study it for yourself.
Amen.
And get it on the inside of your own heart to find out whether these things are true. Amen?
Amen.
Let's also go to Acts chapter 17, verse 10. This is a very flaky geographic area. I'm going to tell you that straight. This is a flaky geographic area. This is an area that's rampant with the spirit of witchcraft. Rampant with the spirit of rebellion. Amen. And the only way for us to get free from this, amen, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen. Did it say signs and wonders will set you free? Did it say that? Did it say strong anointings? You know, the Bible says the anointing destroys the yoke of bondage, but the truth sets people free. There have been several anointings in this area, but the truth on the issues, only the truth can correct, amen, misdoctrine and flaky people. Amen. Every year, every 3 years, this city has a roasting. They have a barbecue. Amen. They barbecue a new minister every year. Amen. This one's up. I wonder which up's next year. Amen. Who do they get next year? Why? Traditions and customs. That's a custom of the area. And the only thing to stop the custom, amen, is biblical teaching and instruction. Acts chapter 17, verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night, who coming hither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and search the scriptures, what? Daily, to see whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed. Isn't that something? Who had more revelation in the New Testament besides Jesus than Paul? Now here Paul is teaching in a city, and what did they go to do? They didn't turn on the radio and listen to somebody else tell him if it was true or not. They didn't confirm it what TBN said. See, that's how we handle it today. We find out, well, did this one say it? Does that agree with what this one said? Does that agree with what somebody else said? You're going to miss out. And you're going to miss it that way. Does this agree with my clique? Does this agree with my lifestyle? Does this agree with my denomination? No, they went and searched the scriptures to find out whether those things were true or not. You're not going to be able to apply any biblical doctrine or any biblical truth that will bring you healing and bring you health until you daily search the scriptures for yourself to find out whether those things are true or not. They were not able to believe until they found out for themselves. Now, you're not going down there to preach somebody wrong. Well, that's wrong. You ever met people like that? You can't even talk to them. You teach one thing, and then I'd like to debate with you whether what you just talked about. You don't need to debate with me. Amen. Go write a book and start your own church, and you teach the right one then. You nobody got no time for that, man. You know, now, something's grossly off, yeah. But you know, there are all kind of Looney Tunes out there that will do stuff like that. They went out and searched themselves to find out whether those things were true or not. When was the last time you heard a message taught on Sunday morning, even the ones you get offended about? Bible didn't say go home and get on the phone about it. Amen. It said to go home and search the scriptures to find out whether those things were true or not by the Holy Ghost. We're learning something this morning. You still got 15 minutes. Amen. I fed you early, so nobody should be hungry. Amen. If you don't, I'll go out there and get a piece of bacon for you and give you a piece of bacon. You can have the bacon. Amen. Jesse already took the offering. We're okay. Amen. Amen. But this is what we need, because we need to overcome, because I believe God wants to do a greater thing. Amen. And if he's arrested my life, he's arrested your life, we better get this thing going. Amen. He has arrested our life to do what God wants us to do. Even when they heard the word from the Apostle Paul, a man who had more revelation than anyone, they still checked him by the scriptures, and they searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Everything in the Bible is truly stated, but not everything in the Bible is true. This is how misdoctrine gets into a lot of places. Listen to this. Everything in the Bible is truly stated, but everything in the Bible isn't true. There are a lot of people that get off into misdoctrines and silly things, amen, because they read something out of context. Job said, oh, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Well, who took that family away from him and all his stuff away from him? So Job said it, but was it true? Was it true? No, it wasn't true. Even though it was in the Bible, it was a statement, but the statement wasn't true. So you got to search the whole scripture with the Holy Ghost to find truth. It's a history book. It's a history book, and there are certain people out there that taught all kind of stuff, amen? You know, and thank God that at least Paul said in certain cases, now this is me talking, amen? This is me talking. Let the woman shut up in the church and all, you know, different things, you know, amen. But there are certain things, and we've got to find truth by the Holy Ghost. This is meat, church. This is where the church stands up and becomes a church. When we start just becoming charismatic and members around, but when we grow up to do what God wants us to do. I'd be happy the next time you come around, somebody say, amen, I understand supernatural Holy Ghost authority. Amen. I want to see a difference in our life. We can develop ourselves in many areas, amen, but you need to develop yourself to know what church government is, amen, to know what spiritual authority is, amen, so you can flow in it. You're not going to be able to flow in it. You, guess what? Listen, he said, for I am a man under authority. See, this guy was able to pull on the authority of Jesus because he had an understanding of authority. Your faith, there was a, this is so supernatural, you know what? Brother Chad was editing a sermon from several months back because we're behind. And he was editing the sermon. And the sermon that the brother just happened to edit, all we see is numbers up there and dates. We don't know what the reference to the sermon is. We don't know anything. And he edits a sermon, and I start to listen to the brother's sermon that he's editing from way back in April. And the premise of the scripture was, listen, honor authority and see your faith work. God was planting seeds all the way back then. Our faith will work when we learn to honor scriptural authority. Amen. How many of you are afraid of it? Wriggle your fingers. Amen. All right, listen. There is truth in God's word, but the wisdom of God is hidden and must be searched for. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. And as you're turning, I want to tell you this. Only when you prove the word in your own heart, you will be established and not tossed about with every wind of doctrine. How many of you are tired of being tossed around by every little wind of doctrine, every little thing that comes around? I'm on this bandwagon now. I'm on this bandwagon now. You know, people toss to and fro by everything somebody just blurts out. Well, you will continue to be tossed by every new wind of doctrine until you yourself establish the word of God in your own heart and develop a foundation, amen, of the word of God. Listen, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Everybody breathe four times real deep and you'll wake up just a little bit, amen. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some, everybody say some, apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some teachers and some pastors for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, praise God. Till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Wow. When these offices get in the flow of what God wants, amen, we get them all flowing. Guess what? The fullness of Christ will then once again be manifest in the earth again. Do you hear what I'm saying? When true pastors start to stand up and start to pastor, when true apostles stand up and start to walk in full measure of the apostolic ministry, amen, when evangelists start to get up and evangelize like God said, we will have the full measure of Christ in manifestation. I don't see this as yet. I see little spurts over there and little spurts over here, but I want to see the works of Christ in daily manifestation in young people's hearts, amen. I want to see, there's more to this. We should be able to do greater works than he did himself while he was on the earth. He says, I'm going away, but I'm going away. Listen, you'll be able to do greater things. Why aren't these greater things happening? In order for Jesus to redeem the world, he had to come into what? Come in the form of a man in a body, right? There are certain things that he can only get accomplished through the form of the body of Christ. And we're not going to be able to build or edify this body of Christ until we learn the fivefold offices. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm getting you, Brother Ron. Am I losing anybody here? Everybody looking at me? Amen. I'm preaching it. Amen. Hallelujah. Till we come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the full stature of Christ. Hallelujah. I'm believing God that true apostles will stand in the Woodlands, Texas. That true prophets, not that will be able to prophesy, not prophesy, will stand in the Woodlands, Texas. You hear what I'm saying? Not just any Looney Tune that's bold enough to stand up and blurt out anything that comes to the top of their little crazy head. Amen? But true prophets with the signs and wonders of a prophet. Amen? Amen. I'm believing for that day to come. Amen. I'm believing of a day to come. Amen. For true evangelists to start to take the cities. Amen. And win. Amen. Not just someone that's preaching a little sad message on Sunday morning and everybody comes to the altar and cries about the things they did over and over again for the last 10 years. Hallelujah. Listen, that we henceforth be no more children. So say children. Act like little children all over the place. Amen. When churches act like children, that is the fruit of a lack of understanding of the fivefold offices and authority. Amen. We want to be able to grow up and do something. Amen. I want to see men and women of God, not little boys and little girls, little babies, goo goo gaga, just sitting around speaking in tongues all day long but not able to do anything. Amen. It's time we grow up. Amen. And start to walk and function. Amen. Look at somebody and tell them to grow up in Jesus' name. God's sending you the fivefold office that you might grow up and be strong in the Lord and strong in the power of his might. Amen. Stop being kicked around and abused by the devil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can stay little if you want to. Amen. That we hence before no children were tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine. So say, winds of doctrine and sleight of men. Lord, have mercy. How many of you are tired of that stuff? This one coming to town. This personality's here. This personality's here. These are sleights of men. What men want, what men desire, what men think. Amen? Sleight of men and the cunning and craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But, somebody say, but. Speaking the truth. In love. Hallelujah. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free from all this stuff that we all are going through. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So I'm going to say, praise God. Hallelujah. This is what God is doing in us. Why don't you stand right where you are? How many are glad that we're hitting this stuff? I tell you what, these are difficult. And how did we do, Brother Paul? Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Say, God is building a house. It's a supernatural, godly house. Doesn't have anything to do with anybody's leadership ability. Has to do with the will of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. You're not a part of a club. You're a part of a living organism. Amen. You're a part of Jesus. Amen. And there are giftings out there. Supernatural giftings out there. There are demonstrations out there. And there are anointings out there. And there are graces out there that we can, amen, that we can believe God and see things happen. Don't you dare settle with somebody who just went to Bible school. There are 1,001 Bible schools out there. Don't trust me because I say I went to Christ for Nation or Harvest or some crazy stuff. That's not enough. There's a gift. There's something that only God has. Amen. Don't settle for anything less than that. Amen. And if you can't believe in the gift and the anointing and the ordination, amen, if you can't believe God said it, run from it. Watch Oprah. I'm serious. Amen. Watch Oprah, amen, Montel or somebody else. But the church is not like that, amen. Jesus arrests men's lives, amen. And he says stuff to people, amen. He gives them supernatural insight in different arenas in different ways. It's not the same thing. Do you hear what I'm saying? Not like one day, I just decided I want to run a church. I'm going to go to Bible school and have the lives of 150 people in my hand and get in everybody's business. Amen? You'd be out of your mind. Doesn't work that way. How are you going to give people wisdom and different things in all the affairs? It has to be God. If it wasn't the Holy Ghost, I would have run a long time ago. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, so I do want you to learn these things. God is involved in placement. God is involved. Amen. It's God that calls and God that anoints. Amen. And you have to see the Holy Ghost in those things, that he has not left us comfortless, but he's left us the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost demonstrates himself through supernatural giftings and supernatural offices. And it's a scary thing that at times we have to depend upon it. We'd like to get rid of it. Brother Paul, I was saying, it would be easier in our own human mentality just to get rid of it. But God left it there. Have there been abuses? Yes. There have been many Christs. But because there were many Christs, that people that claimed to be Christ out there, amen, this one claimed to be Christ, that one claimed to be Christ, did Jesus still come? Well, there have been so many people that came claiming to be God and abused the people. I'm not going to come anymore. just because there are abuses and counterfeits out there doesn't mean that God's going to say, well, I better go a different way. The devil's going to mess that route all the way up. You know, it's messed up. I don't care how many preachers messed up. God's still doing it that way. I don't care how many prophets went out there and abused people and done all kind of weird stuff. You know what? It does not change the word. God's still going to use it again. Amen? We can't develop a second plan. Amen? Because the devil's messed up certain things. We got to stay with the word. Amen? God can handle his business. You handle yours. His structure is his business. Amen? We don't have to second guess it. God, we got to find another way to go. This five-fold stuff just isn't working out. Did you see what happened in the 80s? I don't think so. I don't think so. As we honor this and as we learn this, God will manifest himself strong in it. And I believe we're going to start to see the fruit of these offices once again, not only in our body, but in our city. And I also believe we're going to see the fruits of many Stephens and different things. Amen. That the body, the gifts of the spirits are going to come into manifestation in ways and dimensions that we could never have imagined before. Ponder these things in your own heart and study it for yourself to see whether these things are true. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Amen. We'll be in this area again. I tell you what, after God finishes building his structure in that area, y'all have been around here for a while, know how God does things. We know how God does things. God just says, listen, I'm not moving in that direction anymore. I'm over here now. I'm going to give you a revelation. I'm going to give you a word, and I want you to build a structure there, and that's where I'm going to flow through. We've grown up. We're going to build a conductor for God to move through. And I believe the next moves and graces and anointings that we sense in this house will be the result of either apostolic prophet, amen, supernatural fivefold graces. Have you sensed the difference in spirit? Come on now, have you? I have. That ought to let you know that this thing is real. Hallelujah. If you're not saved this morning, you need to get saved or you're going to hell. Hallelujah. If you don't like the way I do it, call one of your evangelists. Get up and do it better. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, get baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. You won't be saved long without it. You'll have a form of godliness, but the power and fervor and fire of life won't be there. It's absolutely necessary that every believer, amen, be baptized in the Holy Ghost and filled with the Spirit of God. Amen? You need that in your life. So cater, amen, so cater that. Let's just pray right now in the Holy Ghost. As we're doing this, let me tell you what, man, we get caught up in these things real quick. We forget these important things that we've got to do. Angela and Bill, come on up. Everybody just pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Everything is going to be all right. Amen. And I'm going to call on the anointing of God, amen, to help in circumstances and in situations, amen. Y'all, this is just awesome. This is Bill and Angela Decker, amen. Where's that little paper here? And it, look at this kid. Isn't this the cutest kid? You can tell this kid is so special, man. What you got there, Jesse? All right. Everybody say Aaron Scott Decker. Oh, my word. Aaron Scott Decker. Thank God for godly parents. Amen. I saw a picture yesterday in your house. Was he actually praying or just acting weird? You were pregnant and you had on the gray dress and he had on the little gray and black and white sweater and his hand was there. Was that Haley or is that this one? That was Haley. Were you praying for Haley or was it just posing as you were praying? Posing as you were praying. Somebody say thank God for people that want to raise their kids in a godly way. They want to dedicate their baby this morning. Wow. And just because we dedicate this baby, does it make it Christian? No. You're going to have to be saved. Are we Christianizing this baby? No. But we can stand in faith to say that if you train up a child in the way it shall go, it won't depart.
But if you don't train up in the way it goes, when it goes, you might as well kiss it goodbye, amen, or just believe God to work something out. Amen. You can't claim stuff that you don't, you know, that you don't lay the seed for. And this is not, you know, the anointing oil is not magic dust and hocus pocus, amen. But there is something to our faith and there's something to our agreement, amen. But faith without works is what? And so often churches stand in on things, amen. And we just jump on any little bandwagon. You know, when you're invited to a wedding is a spiritual thing that you're taking a part in that covenant with. Amen. Child dedications are the same thing. What we agree as a body, isn't that neat? We still believe in covenants today. And what we believe, when we dedicate a child in a house, what we're saying is, I covenant with you, amen, that I'm going to use my faith, my devotion, amen, to make sure this boy grows up to be all he needs to be in God. Amen. And, you know, they're given, this is like authority. They're given this house authority and the believers in this house, amen, to get in on their business spiritually, that God can knock on your door in the middle of the night when this child needs some help for prayer. It's a supernatural thing. We don't have many babies around here, so we should do a good job. What do you think? Yeah. Anybody pregnant this morning? How are you doing, Sister Mary? No, I'm just... But we can covenant, and I think Chad and Chris have a real love and devotion for Brother Aaron too. Amen. But we can covenant with them. Amen. To dedicate this child to the Lord. Amen. That he doesn't grow up on the outside, that he'll grow up on the inside. Now he's going to be moving over to England. Amen. So he'll talk a little bit better than us by the time he comes back. You know, he'll talk much better than us. You people are crazy. No. How do you say it, Belle? But you know what? This will be his house until he decides to find another one. Amen? Amen. And I can tell him until he's 18 to 21 years old, you don't have a choice. They threw you in here. Amen. You know, no. But we're going to dedicate Aaron Scott. And before we do that, Angela's going to sing a song. Why don't you go up and sing your song? It's in F, the key of F. Amen. She wrote a little song to him, and y'all can be seated. Amen. Aren't y'all glad y'all had breakfast this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Chris, are you going to play it? When did you learn it? You learned it last night. Okay. Somebody say, sing it, Angela.
I'd like to tell Pastor Rod thank you for allowing us to dedicate our son here today.
We're honored, aren't we? Yeah. Elder Joy, you're going to have to come up and do this with us, brother.
Isn't that beautiful? I tell you what, anyone prophetically motivated this morning, we want you to come with us and help us pray for little Aaron, Brother Ralph, Sister Lucy, amen, Brother Jesse, amen. Isn't this the cutest kid, though? Gosh, look at that kid. You could tell something good's going to happen. Amen, Brother Ralph, come on. Aaron, you're getting baby dedicated. Remember this moment. Amen. He's like, what in the world is this? He said, I remember when the crazy stuff started. I saw this black man. It's all flashbacks of this black man in front of my face. Crystal, come and pray for this baby. These are your friends. Amen. Yes. What does his name mean? Y'all got the plaque on your wall. Huh?
Just got me off guard. I'm thinking of something.
Okay. Aaron was the prophet, right? Moses' brother, Aaron, right? My goodness. Let's hold him up real high and we'll dedicate him. Is that all right? Why don't y'all stand up in covenant with us? Amen. Hey, buddy. He's doing so good, not to punch or cry. You know? Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this gift, this miracle, which he is, and his sister too, Father God. We thank you for Brother Aaron. He's okay. Lord, and I just pray that you would watch and protect and guide his life all the days, Father. Lord, I pray for every relationship he's to have, his friends, his wife, in the name of Jesus, his school teachers, other pastors and ministers right now in Jesus' name. Lord, let every one of his days be blessed ones. And Lord, I pray that the call that's already on the inside of him, Lord, that he'll be faithful with that call and that he'll be able to accomplish everything that you want him to accomplish in his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you, baby. Everybody give this baby some money today. Is that all right? That'll kick it off. And that's what this thing is all about. Everybody owes this boy $20, though. He is so cute. Well, there's some leftover breakfast food out there. Y'all come back tonight. Anybody that has anything, I know, brother, anybody has anything, write it down and let us know. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, baby. When does he go to England? If you want him to stay, Rita's, Kathy and Dean, we'll take him. Give us some good music. I hope nobody changed the channel on the DirecTV.
Someone who's under. Teach us to count.